the difference between the industry now and when I first started, it wasn't this big billion-dollar entity, number one. You didn't have, you know, corporate America didn't have any claws in it as much as they have now. And it was a more of an appreciation for the culture of hip-hop, you know. The culture of hip-hop consisted not just rapping, you know, it was rapping, DJing, breakdancing, graffiti. It's a way of life, the way we talk, the way you stand on the corner.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And yep, E Color. We all in the building. What's up, fellas?
What's good?
No doubt.
Another interesting great week in hip hop.
No doubt.
You know it.
And so we're going to cover the great week in hip hop, starting with topic number uno.
Numero uno.
Obviously, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis win Best Grammy Rap Album for The Heist. Like, we knew he was gonna.
We said it weeks and weeks ago.
We said that like 2 months ago.
We knew about The Heist.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. No doubt. So, anyway, somebody wrote that, let me know when a black group wins a rock Grammy. He said, folks have spent years pushing the hip-hop is colorblind and that universal shit, but black folks don't own hip-hop. So, first of all, my question to you is, when is a black group going to win the metal or hard rock category?
I don't see that in the foreseeable future, sir.
I can't answer that question because we don't cover that.
We listen to all genres of music, though.
That's true.
I'm trying to think of the black rock group. What, the Fishbone or whoever that was?
Fishbone is one. Living Color.
Living Color.
You know. So, but that being aside, the main thing is that forthwith,
right,
is the Grammys gonna be reserved for white acts, or at the very least, pop black acts?
You're asking a question that the answer is already given, B. I mean, what are you asking? Because that is what it is.
Well, that is what it is.
Right, and that's always all ever been.
So now, with that being a question answered, my man, why are black folk upset about this?
Because,
that's the biggest question.
Because there's a nickel bag sold in the hood, they want in.
Black folks, they still want to be included. They want inclusion. They still want to be a part of this thing.
But they ain't never been a part of this thing.
To me, it's why are you chasing something
Grammys,
that doesn't want you?
Any Grammys that Kanye or the corporate one have been bought and paid for.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The corporate did win a couple gold sippy cups. Yeah,
man, but they've already been paid for, though. Come on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Come on.
And you do understand that the, their names did help. Their names and their act did help them as well.
DMX once said, yo, that's that doing a favor for a favor.
Exactly.
Bending over the desk ass niggas.
On the dinner ass niggas.
Exactly. What, go to dinner with niggas. So I'm just saying, so I'm not even counting those. I was actually reading an article, and I should have wrote some of the names down, but I do remember a couple of names of people who were nominated a lot but never won a Grammy. Obviously, you know, Public Enemies never won a Grammy.
Not.
You know what I'm saying?
Nas?
Never.
Never.
No, Nas ain't got no, that's crazy,
nothing,
right?
Yeah, I mean, even
one of the best ever.
Even seminal pop acts like, you know, Busta Rhymes nominated a lot. Never.
Nathan.
So, and I don't think they televise that shit still.
No, they don't. They don't televise that. They quit televising that shit.
They don't even do performances.
Don't
do
even
they
get televised.
Macklemore and them performed.
We said hip hop.
Oh, well, I see what you're saying.
We'll get into that later. But
right.
Yeah, you know, we're not talking about marrying 30 couples.
Yeah, no doubt.
We're talking about performance.
You're talking about performance. So
okay.
So anyway, so the modern day black folk, how quickly we forget our history, because that's always been a part of. Ever since the hip hop situation category came in,
right.
And even though Will Smith and them won the first one, they boycotted that shit.
Yeah, they did.
So
they was down with something at that point.
Well, the whole culture was down with something.
But niggas is still chasing shit that they don't even be chasing.
So what about the BT Awards or the Soul Train Awards? They don't mean nothing.
They mean something to people that they mean something to. You know what I'm saying? Gotta kick something that means something. Something that means something.
Shout out to Far Side. You know what I mean? No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? But again, niggas is chasing shit that they don't need to be chasing. Why are you chasing something that don't want you?
Ain't that
they don't
the
want
truth?
You. It's like, it'd be foolish for me to be talking about I want to be part of the skinheads. I want to be a skinhead. What the fuck are you? Them niggas are looking at me like, oh yeah, we'll let you be a part of this.
You can be a part of the ceremony. Come on with us.
Come on in. Come on back here in the back, boy.
So anyway, to piggyback on that, last week y'all talked about the Bagari Black who said his homework assignment. I listened to the episode, and the question gets right down to it was, you know, Macklemore, hip-hop, and this, that, and the third. I'm going to answer that question. I guess pretty much my opinion hasn't changed.
Okay.
Macklemore knows enough hip-hop that he can do it. I mean, him and Ryan Lewis know they could get in and do something on an NPC and put cutting and scratching and have poignant lyrics. Now, is Macklemore the bad guy?
No.
Nope.
Because he's really getting a Vanilla Ice. Like, they putting him in the same category as Vanilla Ice, like a bad guy.
I wouldn't do that, though. I wouldn't even do that. And that's what I wanted to do.
To me, Vanilla Ice wasn't even a bad guy.
He was just a bad rapper.
He was no doubt. He just a wannabe.
But expand on your point, Dunn.
So we got all this viral vomit going after Macklemore, right?
No doubt.
The night of the Grammys, like he penciled his name in to win and to take the trophy. He said it to everybody.
Yeah, he did.
Weeks ago, he was lobbying for Kendrick Lamar to win
that thing.
So I'm looking at these people with all these tweets and all this anger, like, wow. This dude, who, as King Killer just said, can get in the lab and do a hip-hop record.
Where some of our famous black artists cannot.
Some of our famous trap rappers.
Cannot.
Some of our famous cans.
Ratchet.
Ain't trying to do that.
Pussy poppers.
But that's okay.
None of the above.
And they get passes. So it vexed me. Not to take up for Macklemore.
What you saying, but Macklemore can do what the rest of these no-gros.
Ain't nobody saying nothing about.
Ain't that the truth.
Because they getting money.
My man, E-Color.
A little bit of money.
Preach, my brother.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I'm looking at all this, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to really, you know, I'm going to wait till we record the show then say something, because this is just crazy.
He got you fucked up. That they want to hold Macklemore to this high-ass standard.
That he possibly could reach.
Do. Right, he could do.
Yet these other two sentence rap niggas is getting all kind of passes because they be in the VIP.
Because
they riding around in rented Lambos.
Oh, boy. I got a story for you later
on that. You know what I'm saying?
That.
So it's like, wow, who made you hate you enough to try to switch that and go somewhere else with
it? Ain't that the truth? Wow.
God damn. Raise our standards. Don't worry about Macklemore.
Ring the alarm.
Don't worry about no Grammy. God damn.
Clean your own toilet first.
Whew. My man, no doubt. So anyway, we're going to continue on. Bagari Black got at us a little bit. He said, when we were talking about last week, Just Blaze not abandoning the New York sound. Of course,
Saigon.
Saigon, yeah. But Just Blaze is involved in this.
He did put Saigon out there, too.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, my brother. I cannot say Saigon did not do that.
So, right. But this is what I'm going to say about that. He sent us a Saigon video for some pussy. And so, of course, that's Saigon. That's the name of the
pussy. He didn't send it to us for some pussy.
Right.
We ain't sending no pussy nowhere.
No doubt. That's the name of the cut. So anyway, but yes, that is Saigon over trap Southern.
Yeah.
He's auto-tuning on that joint, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
Got him.
Yes, he is.
So
he knew.
And on top of that, right after that video with Saigon featuring Just Blaze, gotta believe it, where Just Blaze is on that hook on Gotta Believe It.
Oh yeah.
All on auto-tune.
Auto-tune.
So I think the first cut wasn't serious. I'm gonna give Saigon a little pass on that first cut. The record got put out,
then
but I don't think the record was put out as a serious cut to compete. I think he was clowning them cats.
I think if that shit would have caught on,
it would have been a different story,
right?
He'd have been at the Grammys.
And then, of course, Just Blaze, who, you know, Just Blaze is one of them cats. As much as I respect Just Blaze, Blaze is one of them cats who want to play the, again, he like to play both sides of the fence, too. Now, I'm trying to tell you what the future is, son. See, we can't get stuck in the boom bap era. We gotta do auto tune, but keep it boom bap. That type of, that's how Just Blaze be coming off sometime, you know. And I respect Blaze, but he's all on that auto tune. So shout out to Bagari Black for checking.
No doubt, love, you know, a good fact check.
Yeah, no doubt. Indeed,
the infamous.
Indeed, a lot of this show really, it was so much going on, Twitter and emails. It's crazy. It's kind of like a rewrap of last show. Brothers Lehman, I appreciated y'all Super Bowl preview, by the way. No doubt. That is, their sports show is really good, yo. No doubt. He said he's going to give us an E for effort on those three pop cuts.
Yeah.
Said that E Color the man. He really came forth.
Yeah, E Color had the best out of us. Basically, all of our lists were pretty bad.
No doubt.
And E Color had the best of the bad.
They said your boy me, King Killer. Come on, son. I was expecting way worse.
No doubt.
So they got on us about that.
They wanted you to come in with some vachati.
Come on, man.
Yeah, we'd have had to scuffle in this joint.
Come on, man.
The mics would have been falling all on the floor.
Come on. So anyway, so
Mau Mau's after that.
we gonna finish up on last week's topic. Your boy DJ Q, who got in late and said he got to run his top three on the homework. And I'm going to start at number three, where he said he agrees with me. That hammer, that beat on that Pump It Up was the joint. And this is, I can't even believe he put this in an email. Your man, DJ Q, scholar, Eminem's ex-lawyer.
Yeah, buddy.
Said he had two pair of hammer pants.
Yeah, you put yourself out there.
Son. Wow. Yeah, I was bugging when I heard that.
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, and he said number two on his list was Young MC, Bust the Move. He always liked the guitar riff on that joint.
Now that's commercial.
And said that the original sample of that record is dope. So he said he wasn't trying to draw a snitch, but he said go check out the original sample of Young MC, Bust the Move.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with checking out the originals.
No doubt. And number one on his list, if you can't believe it, it's your boy, Macklemore, Thrift Shop, with his number one commercial cut that he liked.
Somewhere, Bulgari Black is saluting.
I guess. No doubt. And he also wanted us to give a...
Oh, Thrift Shop. That's what he said, Thrift Shop, right?
Yeah. Thrift Shop.
Everybody's doing it now because he got the Grammys.
Oh, boy.
He hit him with the Fred Flintstone.
He wanted us to give our opinion on the Locks' new record, Boom Bap, and quickly, I gotta put this out there on Front Street. DJ Q, if you didn't listen to last week's show, I put your boy Jada Kiss on an infamous list of people who have no moral authority, and that list consists of Fat Joe. That list consists of 50 Cent. Jada Kiss is now on that list. Talib Kweli resides on that list. Mm. No moral authority. Okay, yeah. Do they have the skill to get in there and cover Boom Bap or Love Me or Leave Me Alone? Yes. Okay, but as far as Jada Kiss goes, I don't care what that nigga got to say because he has no moral authority.
Yeah, Jada the.
And what was the name of that cut?
Boom Bap.
No, that one from Stoner. Yeah.
Stoner.
Yeah.
Stoner.
Yeah. Stoner remix. So people know exactly what we're talking about. You can find it somewhere. But that credibility is shot. Swiss cheese.
Yeah, B. I'm like, Jada, you should have not done it.
At all.
No doubt. I'm going to give a quick shout-outs to King Calvin, who wrote us a nice email and said, what up, fellas? I'm a big fan of the show. I listen every week. So what's up to you, King?
Uh-oh.
No doubt. George J. Listen, George J., the governor.
The governor.
Said, anytime you need a fill-in, holla.
There it is.
So, and that's a direct order from the governor.
Done deal.
So that's a done deal.
We're going to be calling you, my brother.
Indeed. Anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Def Jam to celebrate its 30th anniversary and reveals a new logo. Number one, what only thing I got to say about the new logo, don't look at it too long or you're going to get a seizure.
Damn, that shit.
Yeah, it's that shit.
Damn.
And certainly I'm glad they got a new logo.
Yeah, the tone because on didn't belong.
When I seen Justin Bieber, somebody put the image of a Justin Bieber single with the tone arm, the Def Jam, and I was like, that shit is blaspheme.
The jail nigga.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's ridiculous.
About to get extradited.
You know what I mean?
Nigga's gonna fuck up a lot of money.
But any case, so certainly I'm glad Def Jam got a new logo, but that really, I can't believe it's been 30 years.
Says the man with the tone arm on his arm.
Yeah, I do got that on my arm, tattooed on my arm, no doubt. Because I remember the day that I bought It's Yours. Record store. It was a small record store on Beaver Street. Not the white man on Marcus Street. The Puerto Ricans who was running that heroin out the back.
Damn, B.
Yeah, you
that's a long time ago, and them niggas is long gone.
No doubt. But anyway,
you don't have a first 48 calling.
Niggas is gonna be coming for you.
No,
bitch.
They ain't gonna be coming for me because they all got popped, so they already doing bids. So
them bids might be over by now.
Shit. So anyway, I bought it at the Spanish spot, and they was running heroin out the back. But
damn.
I bought
it. In case you didn't hear him the first time.
I'm saying it again.
Nah, because you know the thing about it, they had two joints. They had the one there. I bought one each right there, and then I bought the one that sit on top of Marty's Barbershop on a corner of, I think it was King and something.
We ain't talking about what Marty did.
Marty's spot, right? That's family.
We ain't gonna talk about that.
So anyway, so I bought doubles of that. And it was 30 years ago. It was 1984.
1984.
It's incredible.
George Orwell.
You know what I mean? So certainly Def Jam's legacy is cemented.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Despite what they're doing now, but the legacy is cemented. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyone off the top of their head got a favorite? It ain't got to be the best, but anybody have a favorite Def Jam record?
My favorite Def Jam record?
Yeah. And that's a lot of records. That's a lot of groups.
But I'm going to tell you what. Till this day, when I hear this shit, I could be going on 48 hours straight with no sleep.
Oh shit.
But if you put on this DMX Get At Me Dog,
whoa,
I'm wide the fuck awake.
Wow.
That shit is crazy to me. Wow.
That's crazy. No doubt. I would have to say for me, favorite Def Jam, and it's crazy to say because I'm thinking of all the artists going through my head who is on Def Jam. But my favorite, the one that really, really blew me out.
Hey.
Public Enemy, Rebel Without a Pause.
I swear to goodness, I'm sitting here thinking Def Jam tells you who I am.
I'm telling you. I mean, I remember my mom literally busting the door down because that's when I had the PV.
I remember that
with
game.
The 412 inch joint.
She was like, "Captain,
boom!" I mean, kick the door in, boom!
That damn siren.
And
that
James Brown squealing. She was like, "How can you listen to that?
I can't take it."
You know what I'm saying? Had the concert PVs in the room screaming.
I don't mean to bite, but like I said, as we was talking, I'm sitting here thinking, like Chuck D saying that. It was like, damn, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In 10 minutes, I might say something different.
No doubt. So
that hit me first.
Certainly, Def Jam salute. I mean, Russell and Rick Rubin created something that, you know, certainly, I guess it can get tarnished a little bit considering Rihanna and what they doing and Bieber and all this shit now.
But the foundation is there.
What you have to do to them is like split them up.
It's separated.
Yeah.
Now, what you got to do is like you got to look at it like a pyramid and forget that shit that's left there and get inside and see that foundation.
No doubt. Indeed. No doubt. So anyway, next up going to Hip Hop Digest, Big Daddy Kane, Molly Mall, Master Ace, Craig G, Kool G Rap present The Symphony. The first time they got together since 1989, the entire Juice crew is on one stage since 89 and did The Symphony last week at, I believe, Radio City Music Hall. I'm not sure the venue, but it doesn't matter. So I watched the clip and it was like, every time they did The Symphony, the one person who wouldn't show up was Kool G Rap. Every time. And literally, when they said his name, he got the biggest applause.
Wow.
Of course.
Wow.
He got the biggest applause. Dang. But nonetheless, yo, I'm not going to say the shit everybody else does, the greatest posse cuts, this, that, and the third, because everybody got their favorites.
No doubt.
I'm just going to say that the Symphony is the most important. I'm not going to say the greatest. I'm just going to say it's the most important because it's the template at which everybody else followed.
I apologize. Oh, yeah, and can I have your autograph of me and my grandma?
put a quarter in your ass.
Because you played yourself. It's just so many quotables on there. Oh my goodness. It's insane. So my salute goodness. To those brothers. I actually thought that they would not make it and get together and perform that because people was illing.
Yeah.
And old beefs. And this, that, and the third.
Sometimes that shit just fades away, though, B.
That's true, and I'm glad that at some point in time. But rumor has it, though, that even Coogee Rap wasn't even going to mess with this, but Rakim put a call.
Well, there you
Rakim
go.
Rakim called him.
That's good.
No and doubt. Was like, yo, son, come on, son.
There it is.
One, this time, it ain't going to kill you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, salute to them. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this is actually kind of good news. Diddy reportedly closing Bad Boy Records, or should I say the mogul, closing Bad Boy Records for good.
I thought it was already closed.
So did I.
That should have been closed.
Exactly. So anyway, the first comments were pretty interesting. A young guy wrote, all the labels of my childhood are now closed. Bad Boy, Death Row, No Limit, Cash Money, and then you put question marks. And I was like saying, wow, damn, yo.
Damn.
Those are the labels of your childhood, huh?
He forgot so-so, didn't he? Did he say so-so?
No, he didn't say so-so. But that belongs to some bank now, doesn't it? Well, the Bank of America.
Maybe they're not closed.
SunTrust or
maybe
something.
Maybe not closed.
I don't know.
All right, so we can't count that.
But in any case, so good riddance, nigga.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, because look, Diddy, he's concentrating on liquor and that Revolt TV. I understand, but yo, straight up and down, good riddance.
Whoa,
Black Rob,
damn. So of course, now check it out. So every Dick Ride blog quickly again these dumbass lists, the top 10 Bad Boy records. The top 10 Bad Boy records without Notorious Big, you know, and all this shit. The top 10 Bad Boy records with Puff featuring.
That's every one.
You know, right?
Yeah, he either
dancing.
Threw a hi-hat on a beat or something.
Exactly. Would you say that shit again?
Take that.
No, the first one. No, dancing.
Dancing. So, all in the video.
You know what I mean? So, you know, what can I say? Look. When I first heard Flavor in Your Ear, Craig Mack, I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah, no doubt.
And of course, we're, you know, Big. I mean, it's already been said. So we're not going to really say anything about that. You know, and even Mace, some joints in and out of the game.
Front on like, a couple total joints, for real.
Yo, total. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I think Black Rob, one of the greatest records ever produced on there.
Whoa.
Exactly. So, I mean, but just the whole scheme.
Danity.
Just the, well, damn. You talk about a pyramid scheme. You earlier with Def Jam. Now, this is a pyramid scheme because you're right.
Make the band.
A fucking pyramid scheme and shit.
Got greedy.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't get greedy. He's just, I think this is a situation where even Combs realized that I can't make records.
Damn.
I can't compete. Even Combs can't compete in this environment.
Wow.
Or Coombs, as some people like to call him. He couldn't compete.
The mogul.
He's out of there.
You're too busy with that alcohol.
Acking.
So, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, why they do Bow Wow like that?
Oh, what they do to Bow Wow?
Your boy, Young Bow Wow, or Young Breezy, or whatever they calling him these days.
Little dude.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not so little.
Little Wow.
He a grown man, but this is what happened. So he's in Hollywood, right? And he pulls up to a spot and has his boy get out. He pulls around the corner and he pulls back up to the spot and has his boy taking pictures that he's pulling up in a white Lambo.
Got it.
But the rental company, putting him on Front Street, talking about, oh, you stunting? No, you rented that. It's a rented Lambo. Now, my question to you gentlemen is, Bow Wow can't be seen pulling up to the event in a rented Nissan Altima. Did he have a choice?
TLC? Damn.
Did he have a choice?
Well, see, the thing is,
does Bow Wow have a choice?
First of all, B, it's a whole lot of people that rent those cars out there, right?
No doubt.
The issue is not that he had a rental, But why the fuck you snapping pictures, B?
Why
pulling
you
around
to act like
corners
paparazzi
and shit?
Looking for your ass.
Well, I mean,
snap
he
pictures of you.
Well, I think Bow Wow again doesn't have a choice. I can't pull up in a regular rental.
B, that's not the point.
That is the main point.
Nah,
because
he was obviously in the rental, whether it's his or not. It don't matter. What fucking matters is Instagram. What the fuck, B?
So you mean that he got into trouble when his man is out front pouring,
snapping pictures and shit.
But he's snapping pictures to give the illusion that that's his whip. But
it don't matter if it's his whip, B. It's L.A. It's a whole lot of folks faking. There are people that had him whips.
No doubt.
And the fact that this young man is in his position, maybe people are thinking that he should have one.
Jay-Z has a Bugatti that he never drives.
You know what I'm saying?
Because Jay-Z doesn't have a license.
You know what I'm saying? The issue is not the whip, B. The issue is pulling up.
Okay. If the issue
dropping your boy off, driving back around the corner
to get pics snapped like you coming in strong.
For Instagram.
See, this goes to a whole issue that's even stronger than that with black folks, B. We always got to look like we got what we ain't got. I mean, niggas always gotta look rich even though they broke.
See,
they'll spend their rent money at the club.
Right.
Just so they can look good for one night.
Right. And see, that's the point I'm saying, you know. What would have been the repercussions if he pulled up in a Nissan Altima and
TLC.
his man didn't take the pictures or none of that? He just pulled up in a rented regular ass Nissan.
That ain't gonna happen, B, in LA. That's for regular niggas, B. that ain't no celebrity. By now everybody has seen that TLC movie. When they pulled up in the RAV4s, B.
Right, right.
Ain't nobody doing that. They'll walk before they pull up in some shit like that.
He'd have been better off getting a limo for the night.
Pretty much.
And then hopping out the
Pretty
back
much.
Of that bitch.
Oh, okay.
But again, it's not about the whip. It's the faking this imagery. And the rental people was like, oh, we want a piece of the ad, B. You going to put our little ad on the bottom of that picture. Or wow. you gonna hashtag us.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
A couple of weeks ago when I went to New York, I did rent a nice Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, it's
very
so
nice.
Good.
I'm
there
just,
you go.
I'm just putting that out
and
there.
And it was probably economical.
It was very nice.
Well, there you go.
See, that's the type of shit we rent.
Yeah.
We balling out this bitch.
Well, don't get it twisted, though, because somebody give me a ride in a Lambo. I mean, I'm going to be taking pictures of my damn self, but I'm not going to be fronting like it's mine.
Well, again, why they do Bow
Wow
like that?
Fresh in the rented.
Bow Wow did it to himself. That's what happened. What had happened is Bow Wow shot himself in the foot.
Yep.
No doubt.
Damn, just let the regular paparazzi get you, B. No going around corners waiting for cameras.
Wow. So, anyway, that's your boy and shit. You know what I'm saying?
So be it.
So, next time we go to Hip Hop Digest is the two cuts that I came across this week. The first cut was the return of Mobb Deep. Taking you off here, Mobb Deep. What do we think about that, G?
I thought that it was refreshing, especially after hearing that Jada joint last week.
Yeah.
Because I mean, when you first said that, and because now that we have our new format where we don't even know what the hell we're going to talk about before we jump on here,
you say
the topics and that's it, we go in. I was fully expecting to hear that Mobb Deep and to hear them niggas over some trap shit.
Ooh.
I was like, please don't let these niggas be on some trap shit. Please don't do it.
But you know what is funny? I could never see Mobb Deep on some trap shit because that is clearly not who they were.
It's not who they were, but I could never hear Jada on no trap shit either.
Right.
But he's got a long history of doing that shit,
yeah,
though.
But that one
now
right there,
he does.
Though, that's Stoner, though, B.
That Stoner took the cake, B.
That's real. That's real.
That nigga even started rapping like them.
He
niggas.
Did. Yeah. No, the cadence and everything. It's ridiculous.
All right, but Mobb Deep.
So Mobb Deep, Eat Color?
I felt happy to hear them, but in all honesty, I thought it was, I don't want to say stale, but like dated, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, you know what? That's real.
That's how I felt. I liked it, but it sounded like something I should have heard before.
Actually, that's the reason why I loved it. Because I think Mobb Deep, especially a lot of, you know, the hook, Mobb Deep writes the best hooks. I mean, they literally write the best hooks. Right. I love Mobb Deep hooks. You know what I mean? And so maybe it had a 95 feel to it, 2005, whatever, however you wanted to put a date on it.
Yeah, it's not that's a bad fine. Thing.
But again, that's just showing me that that's the lane they came
exactly
in. That's the lane that they going to be in.
They know their lane.
Right. And no doubt. Many a folk have talked about out here getting paid. I got to get checks, Talib, and hopping in and out of whips and shit like hookers. Mobb Deep is paid. Now, maybe they less paid than you, but they've had a 20-year career.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay? They've done well for themselves. Okay? Doing them.
Well, I'm glad they did that for show instead of some trap.
So the next record on the records that came across the radar is Pharaoh Monk. Bad motherfucker.
Yeah, he is.
He's a bad motherfucker.
Shut your mouth. God, I'm talking about Pharaoh.
When I heard that now shit, I was like, it. You got to be fucking kidding me. Because he was on, I heard him the other night on Static Selector's show on Sirius, and he was on the show doing an interview with them, and they played like four joints off his album, and it's a guaranteed purchase.
Oh, yeah. I'm buying that.
Guaranteed purchase.
Period.
That them shits was fire, but that bad motherfucker, the track on there is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, he's doing him. Going
definitely.
In.
Definitely. And he's going at
yes,
these
he is.
Negroes.
Shot across the bow. And you know what? And a lot of people will be like, well, you young boys don't listen to Pharaoh. Well, you know, what are you doing that for? Well, you know, he's been trying to get paid out here.
He might be comfortable where he is.
Hey,
that's all you really need to be is comfortable.
No doubt. No doubt.
Excess. Uncle Sam looking at
so
you.
So certainly, we certainly agree that the new Pharaoh Monk is certainly a purchase. And I have a strange feeling that the album's going to end up at somebody's top 10 list at the end of the year. I can almost guarantee you that.
Probably will.
Mad early, but we'll see.
No doubt. So, E-Color, you got some junks.
Oh, man. So, Twitter talk, huh?
Sweater.
So, this week has been crazy because, you know, a lot of folks was, not a whole lot of folks, but especially Gary Black and Atmos Houston just going in, right?
Mm.
Talking about, it all started when they were talking about how females don't really listen to lyrics. She does.
Right.
She has just learned to start appreciating lyrics, but she didn't always do that. So I just chimed in a little bit and said, well, it has never been my real experience that females really paid attention to the lyrics. It's always been the music. Right.
Okay.
So that's when I sent y'all that text saying, remind me to talk about hip hop hard legs in the club.
Oh, okay.
Because anytime we DJ,
like a book title.
Well, it does, doesn't it? If somebody's stealing and biting, I'm suing. But anyway, all the years we DJed, we played hip hop music. Right.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
And we saw people dancing. Right. I mean, it wasn't niggas out there dancing with niggas.
Right,
you know
no doubt.
So
right.
there was people getting a party on or whatever, but we played hip-hop music.
Right.
So somewhere along the way, when I started fading on it, because, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't take a lot of the shit that was, you know, people coming up want to hear the shits on the radio, so I started fading.
Okay.
But you think about what happened during that time is the music changed.
Of course.
It became less hip-hop and more dance-oriented.
Okay.
Kind of music.
I understand that.
And so I start, you know, I would ask females, young and old, what is it about this? Do you understand what these dudes are saying about you? Do you understand the words they're using? And a lot of females would say, I just hear the beat. I'm just listening to the music. To which I would say, that's what you think. You are hearing the lyrics. You just don't realize it. But a lot of females I talk to just really didn't fully pay attention to the lyrics. And I don't know if that's something that's going to happen ever, because it made me think when we were playing Public Enemy or we were playing whatever we were playing,
First
Queen
of all,
Latifah, what are you listening
to? I'm going to try to give a quick explanation. I'm not going to try and be long-winded about this. I think there's an intrinsic miscommunication here. Intrinsically, as young girls, they tend not to be involved in the music, meaning that when we came up, we were involved in the music at some form or fashion. Me and G were young DJs, so we were involved with the music. I didn't see any female DJ crews. So any guys that we knew that came up, they were DJs, they were MCs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Beatboxers, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Or the cats who danced in the club who had their routines and shit. So I didn't see a lot of females involved in the intrinsic, in the music So therefore, it was sort of a separation. It was sort of, they have to accept what's given to them.
So then they've never really paid attention to lyrics.
I mean, I would say on an individual basis, woman to woman, I mean, you would think that. I think one of the most ridiculous things that I ever saw was those girls from Spelman University who tried to cart Nelly in front of a BET audience and thought they were going to get all these, you know, women against niggas sliding credit cards down the butt crack. But the women was repping for Nelly so hard. Yeah. That whole movement didn't have no legs to stand on. Okay, because these very well-educated, smart women from Spelman, first of all, they didn't know nothing about hip-hop. And number two, they didn't even know how to even broach this, talking about, I was in a club, and then when I heard Nelly, and then when I saw the video with the credit card in the butt, I had to do something.
Oh, that image got you.
What you gonna do? They love Nelly.
Oh, my God.
They let him pull that. You think that was a one take?
Look at her.
So I guess the long way around it is that I just don't believe the majority of females are really into the music at the ground roots level enough to really make a difference in what that was. Now, if you had a gang of female MCs and you bitching and pimping and thising, and then they returned fire with, okay, yeah, I might have smoked your gun, but I emptied your wallet.
Whoa.
Okay, you might want to think twice about dissing her.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? You might want to respect her a little bit more. I mean, I understand, you know, the pimp game and what's going on here, but if you had a female on the other side of the table,
no doubt,
that's going to tell you your boy
just as strong as you bring it.
That, yeah, okay, he whipped though. Okay, around his niggas, he one thing, but he get around me, you know, he whimpering.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, yeah, nigga, you's a puppy dog, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So,
lap dog.
Yo, that's nigga. What's up. Exactly, my nigga.
So, I'm going to give us a few Twitter shout-outs to Chillin' Miami. Thank you, ma'am, for addressing, you know, the Macklemore situation on there. Hex Tech 101. I gotta say something. I got two words for Star.
What's that?
You know, the female MC, the dope
rapper.
Two words. The kitchen and the bedroom, Star. The kitchen and the bedroom.
That's a private joke. I'm gonna leave between them.
Yeah, she better stop putting them pancakes on the line. But anyway,
all veggie.
Who else we got there? Tamika. Atticus Bojangles.
Yeah, it's my man.
Reginald C. Allen. Of course, Houston Socialite and Bulgari Black. I'm scrolling because there's so many things that they had said.
The Hip Hop Digest family.
Average Bro, what up?
Strong in force.
Yes, indeed.
Average Bro, you need to come down here, man.
Yeah, indeed. He trying to Skype, B.
Come on, bro. Get you live here. Around the corner, man.
Exactly.
You're not that far, my brother.
The All I Seen, Black is Online. AJ, Lisa Andrews, Murphy's Law. Somebody had something from Murphy's Law. What was that? Kurt, did you have something from Murphy's Law?
What did he say?
What was he talking about here? Oh, the greatest. We're gonna get to that topic.
Yeah, that topic's coming.
The greatest remixes.
We're gonna get to that.
No doubt.
Curtis, you got something for Frozen Jewel, right?
Oh, Frozen Jewel, yes. You wanted to know about the instrumentals in the back of the last show, 292. That was Malay's Jazzy Trip 2. That was the instrumentals. You can find that. It's free $3.99. You'll be able to find that. Also, he has a free Jazzy Trip 3 that came out last year. That Jazzy Trip 2 came out in 2012. But that was the background music that you wanted.
That's what's up. There Kurt G, is. You might as well go on in.
Yep.
Kurt G, albums of the week.
All right. This week, got some flavor joints this week. We got Ray West and OC, Ray's Cafe. That joint's crazy. The Regiment. Live from the Coney Island. Shout out to Detroit. And the instrumental joint for this week is Chan's Limbo. It's the instrumental album for this week.
That's what's up. Instrumentals.
There it is.
My man, no doubt. I guess we'll see y'all next week, yo.
There it is.
Peace.
One.
Why? So could you tell me why? So could you tell me why? So could you tell me why? Make it hard to love, make it so hard to love. Why? Could you tell me why? So could you tell me why? So could you tell me why? Make it hard to love you, make it so hard to love. I'm Big Willie, grand pimp style. 5 kids, 4 baby mothers. 2 by the same chick. Had my oldest and my youngest. A baller, living at mom's crib. Cop the range with the tent. I get the rims next week. Cause see, I got priorities in order. I never graduated, ain't trying to. I only aspire to the keys that the women want me to ascribe to. Tell me what I need with retirement or a pension, fam. They think the measure of a man is a luxury sedan. Stop it. Why buy a ring when all I gotta do is take them shopping? Settle down in commitment, nah, that ain't an option. A little chauvinist, but I can still manage. Cause my gift of gab with the game is like an ESPN analyst. Yep, independent woman anarchist. Woman anarchist. Why? So could you tell me? Why? So could you tell me? Why? So could you tell me? Why? Make it hard to love, make it so hard to love. Why? Could you tell me? Why? So could you tell me? Why? So could you tell me why? Make it hard to love you, make it so hard to love. Broken promises and tears and labor wasn't part of the plan. Try to understand why the father wasn't there to hold a hand. And he ran like a father did. A roller stone dipped down on the kid. Before we got to see him in his crib, changed his diaper, spit up on his bib. Thinking what's next, running from the glick. Staring at his son with regret. Feeling he a setback, more problem. Don't want to be bothered. Frustrated, he got the same minds as his father. Now she learning from a girl how to bag a baller. A payday scholar searching for a dollar in a man's pocket. Use a body for profit, can't afford to stop it. No love, say the drama. Left the kid at her granny's salon, he called her mama. He confused with all this bad news. And why she gotta choose red bottom shoes over his time? I guess little man's out of sight, out of mind. But more in the case, I think blind. Make it hard to love ya, make it hard to love ya, yeah. Why? So could you tell me? Why? So could you tell me? Why? So could you tell me why? Make it hard to love, make it so hard to love. Why? Could you tell me why? So could you tell me why? So could you tell me why? Make it hard to love you, make it so hard to love. So how do I make the pain stop? Yeah, that's a $1 billion question. Deception is thinking I'd escape from the feeling while standing at your wake. Now it's late for apology. Honestly, all I wanted was you to acknowledge me. Part of me is thankful. At least I got to know you from a distance. The other side's pissed because the kids that didn't know their dads had a chance to feel anger for a stranger. It's disgusting how you tease me with a strange relationship long enough to feel hatred, love, and indifference. Then a sense of being lonely that not only corrupted my youth, but took my innocence. So how dare you make me live knowing we could have kicked it more. But as my age matures, it seems so did your disinterest. Not safe to say that the gifts were a nice pop, but your time would have sufficed. I you make it hard to love, make it so hard to love.
Four, hip-hop sickness that cannot be cured. Rap fanaticism turned to sharpening my sword. Circa 1990, school by AM 94. Back when Seafood City was on St. Bernard and Broad. It's my pleasure and my duty, a love-laden chore. And I changed a few things on the path I've endured. Made my greatest efforts to not be obscured. Safe to say that I'm a product of the blocks I've explored. Paid dues, the average cat cannot afford. Earth support of independence, both implied and implored. Studied and mastered the craft, blessed to be on tour, both domestic and abroad. Rock and watch patrons applaud. Humidity and heat, but still we needed more. So I called North Carolina and got crisis on the boards. Standing at the end of the microphone core. Truth universal, self-ruler, glory, praise the Lord.
Who in the hell left the game? Dito. Little brothers, you're free. Because I'm paid the price.
Man, I'm New Orleans.
Jersey's ninth ward, working class, Section 8, destitute but still contribute to the collection place. Help the building fund, don't just stick to be affectionate. Mine born digger to Louisiana reppin' state. Black business first, the difference my complexion makes. I'ma spit till kingdom come, that's my best estimate. Just wanna rock, galvanize, have on par sales, and have it sold up like Denise, making Jordan guard trails. Live by the same, all things in moderation, and prefer the compensation in larger denominations. I'm left perp, we smoke, and Glock that we tote, and more electoral college versus popular vote. Not the Barry White baritone dropping the notes on the pole dancer platforms. Ocular growth is my main objective. I don't knock your approach, but struggles my religion. I put stock in my approach. Truth.
Stylized star on par by far best. You finish it, I ain't even start yet an artist. I'm only jumping as high as the bar set. And running through these lines, I'm Tony Dorsett. You a Geo prison against a soup Corvette. Better get a pedestrian against a car, yes, target. Get hit in the bullseye, do not bullshit. I throw a sharp dart so we can hit my opponent's proponent of ownership component. Cable took me from the phone in front to ownership. We talking TV, 1080p, NA bars, bury you under the beat. Give me 16, everyone's that's what I spit through. Rip me, bitch, who? A pit against a shit zoo. Old soul ain't shit new, but the tissue. How I flush flunkies before it diss too.
Is a toast. Yes. Monday nights in Soul Kitchen. Chicken and beer, listening to red jams like this one. Vodka and crayons flowing, wheat blowing. Nobody's pushing it out. It's blessed to be alive. Meet your minds. Cool out, not too loud. Pull around, making you move round in circles off the haze cloud. No pressure, vibe is right. We decide to do it the way we want. It's ours now. Time to click it off. No getting sick at all. I'm not ready to dip off. Good vibe is all prize. Positive times made for those to make it home safe. And there's no time to waste. Come on. Breaking all the rules. The Jews protected. It's not permitted for fools now. Now let it do what it do. It's organic, fresh to death, composed by Ray West, homie. Cool out, not too loud. Boom out, making you move round in circles off the haze cloud. Where them good vibes are. Cool out, not too loud. Boom out, making you move round in circles off the haze cloud. Time, lamp on cloud nine, rosé for fine grown folk. Keep it adult, the evening result. Peaceful theme, the scene, soothing my whole frame. Serene, like a Caribbean breeze on a beach with white sand and fly sunsets with palm trees. Flashback on Aruba, me and my booba. 6 days and seven nights of bliss, sips and cool out. Classic spinning, flashing, grinning, having a ball. Place to be is down at the Soul Kitchen now. Cool out, not too loud. Boom out, making you move round in circles off the haze cloud. Where them good vibes are.
Yeah, let's go. on Dan level. Dan never back down. Dan never back pedal. Dan never pack metal. However, Dan pack a line that's in line with the 9 miller. You all talk when you rap like Master Killer. I hang with rabbis, burn and learn from the Megillah. My notebooks are holy works of art, studied by the up and coming. I make money drumming with bars, it's over with. Knock out and rock out with cock out. A verse and a surge that can box out Ibaka. How come you outnumber me, yet the outcome is me on the balcony? You getting tossed from. Let's sync the video. Psycho babble on bars, scrabble your vocabulary is spaghetti. Rap with the filler tie, clap if you're feeling eye. Laps longer than your flow, drowning in a killer guy. Rapponomics, conveying fruitcake raps. Shut your face and take notes and watch that you make stacks. Then invest and watch that you make back. Only downside if you take tax. Rapponomics, fear the animals, the right reaction. Word to Hannibal, my spirit animals, a bearded cannibal. Yeah, let's invest in me, boom back. You ain't feeling me, well too bad. My rapping up, it's time to sit back and kick back. Your feet on the ottoman, empire ottoman. Horrible, sodomy, you're roaring. Horrible, rapping when you rap on the bottom and in the back. You're a rock and a senora and a man by Dan Land of karate. With no hands, get from out my way. Pray to Allah, offer him a dollar for my alizé. Down the hatchet, iron lung, you a iron lady, Margaret Thatcher. Hard to catch ya. Curveballs and sliders at the catcher. Wild pitches inches from your jugular to get you out the box. In a caprice, but this is not the cops, no Mirandas. Leave you stranded in pajamas in your PJs. A little something special for my DJ. Big blunts, bigger than a pig's lunch, slimmer than a pig's hunch. Your instincts lack, role reversal priest, sitting on a little kid's lap. Yo, rapponomics, conveying fruitcake raps. Shut your face and take notes and watch that you make stacks. Then invest and watch that you make back. Only downside you do take tax. Rapponomics, fear the animals, the right reaction. Word to Hannibal, my spirit animals, a bearded cannibal. Yeah, let's invest and make loop back. You ain't feeling me, well too bad. My rapponomics,
cause you'll miss it in the goddamn ghetto boy for most fuck words in a song. But bitch kill out of your Grammy goes out to that nigga you love to hate, Ice Cube. The nasty ass group award goes out to Two Live Crew. The high roll of the industry award goes out to Ice T. The pro brat Grammy goes out to Public Enemy, cause they too black and they too goddamn strong. And we gon' get a lip sync goddamn motherfucking Grammy to those punk motherfuckers, Milli Vanilli.